Welcome to Women Who Sarcast. I'm Kathy Barron, and this is Real Deep Shit. Productivity. The holy grail of our modern era. The notion that we must squeeze every drop of efficiency out of our waking hours, leaving no room for idle contemplation or leisurely meandering. Let's embark on a journey through the twisted world of productivity where efficiency reigns supreme and time is a merciless dictator. Imagine a world where productivity is the ultimate measure of a person's worth. Forget about happiness, fulfillment, or personal growth. Those are mere distractions from the grand pursuit of getting things done. In this productivity-obsessed realm, every minute must be accounted for and utilized to its maximum potential. Time is money, they say, and we must never let a single second go to waste. In this alternate reality, breakfast becomes an intricate ballet of multitasking. While you chew on your toast, you frantically check emails, dictate memos, and perform yoga stretches, all at the same time. Efficiency experts have even developed a contraption that lets you shower, brush your teeth, and dress simultaneously, saving you those precious minutes for even more multitasking marvels. To truly embrace productivity, we must banish the concept of breaks. Lunch breaks? Who needs them? Instead, we install feeding tubes that deliver liquid meals directly into our stomachs while we continue to type away furiously. Bathroom breaks? Nope, not anymore. We now have a catheter system that ensures seamless bodily functions without disrupting our productivity flow. It's a brave new world indeed. But let's not stop at physical productivity. We must optimize our mental capacity too. Enter the world of mindfulness multitasking. In this practice, you meditate while simultaneously solving complex mathematical equations, learning a new language, and composing a symphony. Why waste a moment on a singular task when you can juggle multiple cognitively demanding activities? Your brain will thank you for the relentless stimulation. Of course, social interactions must be streamlined as well. Why waste time on idle chit-chat when you can send your friends and family pre-recorded voice messages that efficiently summarize your entire week's activities? Dear Mom, this week I optimized my workflow, surpassed my KPIs, and shaved 3 seconds off my morning routine. Hope you're well. In this productivity-driven world, sleep becomes a relic of the past. Who needs rest when you can power through the night, fueled by caffeine and sheer determination? But fret not, for sleep will become a niche luxury product, offered in 5-minute capsules that promise to provide the same restorative effects as a full night's slumber. Sleep-deprived professionals will rejoice at the prospect of maximizing their productivity around the clock. As we delve deeper into this satirical exploration of productivity, we can't help but wonder, what is the ultimate goal of all this optimization? Is it truly to achieve a utopia of perpetual output? Or are we just caught in a never-ending loop of busyness, losing touch with what truly matters in life? So let us revel in the absurdity of the productivity craze. Let us laugh at the notion that efficiency can be the sole measure of our existence. After all, life is not a race against the clock. It's a messy, unpredictable, and wonderfully imperfect journey. And sometimes the most productive thing we can do is to embrace a little idleness, savor the moment, and find joy in the simple act of being. Sarcasmus Day. Thank you for listening to Women Who Sarcast, an independent podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Women Who Sarcast. If you like this podcast so much you're thinking of launching your own show, pick up the latest issue of Women Who Podcast magazine and learn all about podcasting. Visit womenwhopodcastmag.com and follow us at Women Who Podcast Magazine. Show music provided by Mike Imbasciani.